following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Right now, the Home Depot has a special buy on OneQuart perennials. Take home four containers for just $10. So let's wake up our flower beds without wasting any money. Choose from hardy varieties like salvia, dianthus, and more. Your savings will only grow bigger as the vibrant color returns each year. Let's do this. Spring into savings with OneQuart perennials, four for just $10. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, selection varies by store. U.S. only. See store for details.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No, I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are live at Fodder Park getting ready for the largest horse race in the state of Nebraska every year, the the $75,000 Bosselman Gus Fauner handicap. And Jeff, back at the studio, please hang up the phone so we can get our levels going here. But Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you as we get ready for the largest horse race in Nebraska. And Jimmy, it's an exciting time, but the unfortunate thing is it doesn't look like we're going to get a full field. We had 23 horses nominated, but it sounds like 7 will be going to the post on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly 7. They wrote an allowance race to get some other horses involved, and 3 of those decided to take that allowance race, you know, and jump in there. And so that's why there's not a field filled at 10th. Those 3 are going to go to an allowance race with 7 others, and there's a full field in that allowance race.
Well, when we get going here in just a couple of minutes, Bruce Swihart, the COO, Chief Operating Officer here at Fauner Park, will be giving us all the introductions. Hugh Miner, the CEO, is here. Charlie Bosselman, representing the Bosselman family. And so when they get ready to go, we'll swing it over to Bruce Swihart and get the post positions. We'll have the morning lines before we're all out of here. So keep it here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we get ready for today's drawing for the $75,000 Bosselman Gus Fauner. Diamond Joe, I'm pretty sure probably Jimmy is going to be the favorite when we get started here.
Yeah, either that or Joy Boy, who shows a lot of speed, you know, and that horse could be the favorite at post time. Last year, that horse went off at $2.20 to 1, so it's going to be one of those two, yeah.
So we're looking forward to that. We'll also talk with Nebraska Danger coach Mike Davis towards the end of the program here, since we're here at Fauner, and we'll find out about their game tomorrow with the Wyoming Cavalry. So that's tomorrow night here at the Heartland Events Center. So there's racing tomorrow and football, and then, of course, it's a big Saturday, and we'll talk with Steve Anderson a little bit later on about what's going on here besides just the Bosselman draw. So in just a moment, we will turn it over here to Bruce Swihart as they are getting everything set for the drawing of the Gus Fauner. And we'll get into the rest of the day's sports as well. Baseball, softball, soccer for the high school youngsters. Going to be another busy day there. So stay with us for today's Doug and Danny Show here on ESPN Radio, live from Fauner Park. And we're just about ready to get things going here with Bruce Swihart. So hope you enjoy our coverage back here again this year with Fauner Park.
To welcome everybody to Bruce Swihart for the 2014 Bosselman Pump and Pantry Gus Fauner Stakes. We're here with Charlie, Lori, and Dustin. They're going to help us draw the race. Please give them a warm welcome, if you would. Before we get started, you want to hold on to these for me?
Every race day, we have a trivia contest. We ask a question, and we give away some Cinnabons from Pump and Pantry, but I have one for you guys. 1990, anybody can answer. Winner of the first Bosselman Gus Fauner handicap was who? Trained by Barry Knight. Anybody got an answer for that one? No? Complicate. And anyway, and in celebration of that, I've got something for Charlie and the family and the corporation. We'd like to acknowledge 25 years of partnership with Fauner Park in the race, and we're very appreciative. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Anyway, we're about to get ready here. We're going to make the draw for post positions for this year's race. So with that, we'll let Mark and Dennis get in here and kind of take over.
Doug and Danny Show live from Fauner Park, where we're getting ready for the 2014 draw of the Bosselman Gus Fauner. It's going to be a field of 7. The voice you hear is Bruce Swihart.
This is the 10th. We have 7 head. Number 2 is Joy Boy. Number 5 is Liederman Ken. Number 7 is 90 Shillings. Number 1 is Diamond Joe. Number 3 is Midnight Papa. Number 4 is Unsaddled Glory. Number 6 is Box Home Brew. Okay, the rider is 90 Shillings is Don Frazier. Box Home Brew is Louis Ranella. Liederman Ken is Aziel DeLon. Unsaddled Glory is Carlo Lopez. Midnight Papa, Jordan Elysiac. Joy Boy is Shannon Hill. Diamond Joe is Jake Elysiac. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Good luck in the race Saturday, and thanks to the Bosselmans. We appreciate it.
And there it is, the post position. 7 horses will be in the field for the 2014 Bosselman Gus Fauner Stakes. And we'll be looking right off the bat here, Jimmy Lang and Doug Duda with you on ESPN Radio. Jimmy, Diamond Joe in the one hole, I think that'll probably get some talk here. I'm sure he would be the favorite, but will that maybe change the odds in the race?
Yeah, I don't know if it will or not. I really think that there's no doubt that Joy Boy is going to go to the front out of the two hole. It'll be interesting, you know, that first turn, what Diamond Joe does to make him use how much horse, and maybe he'll make him go wide, you know what I mean? Or will he get out right away and get over, you know, get to the front immediately? That'll be the interesting part of the race, because that very first, you know, maybe 200 yards.
And Unsettled Glory is the only horse that has beaten Diamond Joe in the last year. It's the horse that's beaten him the last two times, so we'll see how it all goes. They'll put together the odds. We'll talk to some of the trainers and the owners and such here at the Doug and Daddy Show. So let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll be back to Fauner Park with our coverage of the $75,000 Bosselman Gus Fauner. Keep it here on ESPN Radio.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours, too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
15 minutes past the hour.
The world is going crazy. There's the potential zombie get, the meteorite apocalypse, and dolphins are becoming too smart for their own good. Prepare your getaway car now. Stock up on Napa Synthetic Oil for just $3.49 a quart. $3.49. There's hope for us all. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, sale price does not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer expires 4/30/14.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
We'll see some isolated showers around early today, followed by some clearing developing with a high of 71 with northwest winds to about 15 to 30. With clear skies tonight, we'll head down to 70 with winds turning to the southwest and diminishing. Right now, it's 57.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you at Fauner Park. We're going to be talking with Chuck Turco, with Diamond Joe. We're going to be talking with Kevin Hulse of Joy Boy as the drawing for the Bosselman has come out. Again, Diamond Joe is in the one slot. Joy Boy is in the two slot. Midnight Papa is in the three slot here. The four slot will be Unsaddled Glory in the fives hole here. Let's have Lead 'Em In Ken. Lead 'Em In Ken is in the five slot. Six is Box Home Brew. And the number seven is 90 Shillings. We'll be getting into the final hole here. So it's a seven-horse field. that we will have going on at the Fauner Park, and it will be Saturday. Of course, there's great racing tomorrow as well, and we welcome back. Again, you've been doing a little talking here, Jimmy, during the break. What are you finding out?
Oh, well, you know, basically what I was just looking at was, you know, what the start of the race was going to be like. I'm very interested to see what the first what they're going to do the very first 200 yards of it. And, I, you know, last year, you know, Diamond Joe got the lead. And this Joy Boy, the two horse, they're going to be fighting for this lead early. That's what I've kind of gotten. Hey, we've got some connections with Joy Boy right on the line with us right now, Doug.
So, well, yeah, let's talk with from TK Stables, Kevin Hall. So we had him with us last year. And, Kevin, great to see you again. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. It's good to see you guys, too.
I want to just get some real early overall impressions here. Man, we were so jacked up that we thought maybe we'd get a full field of 10, yeah. And that changed this morning. Just your thoughts.
Yeah, well, it's tough for people to ship in and, you know, for one race, unfamiliar racetrack. So it's tough. I mean, never know what the weather is. They're coming from a mile racetrack to a 5/8 mile. You know, a lot of people don't want to chance that and do it. And we're really getting started in the season where there's a lot of stake races that are coming up for older horses. So, you know, it's a tough competition, but. But in seven, you know, I'd like to see a full field, too. I think last year, I think we had a full field, and then maybe on race day one scratched or something, I think. But it's more of quality.
Yeah, I was going to say, the ones that are here.
Came to run.
Yeah, there's a couple of them that I'm not familiar with, but, boy, there's at least five of them that folks here in Grand Island know a lot about.
Yeah, yeah, no, there's some good horses. I mean, Ramsey, you know, they shipped up that horse. It got here last night, and I guess we're going to haul it home with Joy Boy when we go home. So, unless he beats us, then he's going to walk home.
Yeah. You know. Hey, you've got your rider, Channing Hill, coming in.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now, is he in Chicago? Is that right?
Right
now,
right
in Chicago?
Yeah. His father-in-law is Wayne Catalano, which is a trainer, and he rides for him some. And so I thought he was going to come a couple days early because his dad still lives over by Columbus, but he said that he's got a couple mounts he's going to ride in there, and then he's going to come in to Des Moines on Friday, and then leave early Saturday morning from Des Moines to here.
Right. So. Last year I kind of liked Joy Boy when and he went off to 2-1 or mm-hmm. maybe 2.5-1, and mm-hmm. I kind of liked him. One thing I noticed, I think, you know, when I watched the replay of the race. Did the rider lose the whip coming down the stretch or not?
He dropped the whip at the quarter pole.
Okay, dropped the whip at the quarter pole.
And go back and watch Joy Boy's race at Churchill when he won, and he won by 4 lengths. Watch how he runs. He responds to the whip very well. So I don't know if it cost us first, but I'll guarantee it cost second because we lost second by a nick.
Exactly.
And when you're not encouraging the horse, that's kind of a killer. But then part of that was Marcelino Pedroza, and part of it, you know, wasn't totally his fault. When he went to get on the airplane, they wouldn't let him on the plane with a whip. They considered it a weapon. And he'd already checked his luggage, so he just throws it. So then he had borrowed a whip, you know, and it's mm-hmm. kind of like a baseball glove and stuff, you know. You get used to something in the field, and
exactly,
you know, it's balanced a certain way. And so I kind of forgave him a little for that, you know.
Right. Yeah. The things happen in all athletic events.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest about it. Guys drop passes in football games. People lose in baseball. You know, there's something a ball. Yeah. You lose a ball in the sun. I mean, there's something in all athletic events. So, yeah, you got to be.
It's part of it, you know.
Well, Kevin, we've just been handed, and we're talking with Kevin Hulse, owner of Joy Boy TK Stables. You've just been made the favorite in Saturday's Bosselman at 2-1. Diamond Joe right next to you at 3-1. And Liedemann Ken, 7-2. Your thoughts about being the favorite going in?
Sometimes it's kiss of death, you know. But he probably warrants it with the way he's been running the last two or three times. You know, I'm sure, you know, Diamond Joe, you know, I'll probably bet on him. So, you know, and I'm sure he's a local. He's a nice horse. And I think the local crowd will probably make him go off the favorite, which would be well-deserving. That's what we need around, you know.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, that I agree with you, because I think a lot of people are in love with Diamond Joe as far as strategy goes. When your jockey is right next to, I mean, you're the two favorites now.
Yeah.
You're right next to each other. You're on the inside. Talk about pluses, minuses, pros and cons from being 1-2 and being next to each other.
It's good. Last year, you know, we didn't know Joy Boy, and Diamond Joe pressured us the whole way. We didn't let him go, but that's because we didn't really know the horse. But if you go back and watch the horse, he'll run 100 buyer when you just let him reel out. You just let him run. And we don't have a lot of strategy. The strategy is if Diamond Joe wants to try to keep pushing us and keep pressure on us, probably neither one of us will win, because we're gonna reel him out. I mean, that's he can run a 23, a 45, and we just didn't know that last year. Or, you know, and Marcelino was doing the right thing, because he was taking the horse back and just keeping him ahead. And normally that's what you do. You save as much as you can, yeah, and do it. But if we'd have known Joy Boy, he's a little freaky that way. If he gets out front, you can't. His heart just gets huge. You just can't catch him. I mean, that's where he runs. And, you know, like the last race that he run, you know, Bourbon Courage, he's a grade 2 winner. And there's another horse from there that was a grade 3 winner. And they didn't respect him. They let him get out front by 3 lengths. And it's like, as soon as I seen Channing setting Chili on him, I just stood up and I was like, saluted. It's like, see ya. You boys ain't going to catch him, you know. But it'll be interesting. You know, we're at a bull ring and, you know, a 5/8 mile, and Diamond Joe's surely a tough horse to beat. And, you know, Mayor's horse will be tough in there.
Yeah, there's a good field. You know, and the other thing, too, about your horse, Joy Boy, like I said, he doesn't pass a lot of horses. You know what I mean? He likes, nope, to go right to the front. Like you said, he's got a big heart. I like horses like this. I like
they're exciting.
Yeah, man. And I also like it when there's a little bit of a bias. I think what's going to happen to the better, they need to watch the first 5-6 races there that day. And if, mm-hmm, there is a little bit of bias to speed, you know, mm-hmm, then this horse is going to win easy. Mm-hmm. If there's not a bias to speed, if the closers are coming in, he may not have that conducive day.
It.
You know,
mm-hmm,
what I mean? You're exactly, mm-hmm, right. And, mm-hmm, and sometimes you've been around races enough that sometimes there is that bias on the track. Mm-hmm. A lot of times that's, mm-hmm, not true. A lot of times, mm-hmm, those really good horses, they can overcome those biases.
That's correct.
But at times there's such a bias that no matter how
that
good you are, you can't do it right.
I know. You know, I think the track will probably tighten up. I think the rain probably helped tighten it up. I think that is you know, somewhat conducive for us. I think that's better for us. But, you know, you go back and look at when he run the Mountaineer Mile. You know, I mean, it was water was 6 inches deep. I think he'd run on the concrete if that's – he just loves to run. You know what I mean? He's just a freak of nature. He loves what he does, and I don't think the surface would matter to him much of anything, you know. But you're right. He's got to go to the front.
Right. And Voodoo Storm's a hell of a horse. If Voodoo Storm was in here, can you imagine who would be the favorite? Yeah, you know, whoa. So yeah.
And it's just like Right to Vote. You know, Right to Vote scratched out of that Mountaineer Mile because they didn't want – they knew we was going to go bang each other's head.
Exactly.
And then they put Right to Vote in January at Oaklawn for 100 tag. And I told Kellen, probably should take that horse. And we didn't. And then Right to Vote outrun us.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like – we should have took him when we had the shot. But,
well, he,
you know,
is the owner of the favorite in Saturday's Bossman. And Joy Boy is going to start the morning line at 2-1, going to come out of the two hole. And, Kevin, we will definitely see you on Saturday. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Great to see you again.
Bet. I appreciate you guys coming and supporting it.
Well, it's fun time.
Okay. Thanks.
Kevin Hulse joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to be with you on ESPN Radio. And, Jimmy, again, your horse knowledge continues to just baffle me.
Well, I don't know about that.
You're good at this.
This, what I really appreciate, the fact this man, his jockey lost the whip, and he wasn't upset with him. He knew it's part of sports. You know what I mean? It's really easy to just, you know, hey, you're fired. You'll never ride my horses again ever. But, you know, he said, hey, I didn't blame him completely. He told the story about the airport. That was considered a weapon. You know, he had
a whip. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, of course I cannot believe it. But, and that's the way the world is right now. But, you know, the guy's trying to make a living, and he'd like to have his favorite. What he needs is, you know, the whip's what he uses to make his living. You know what I mean? That's one of a really important apparatus that he needs, and he's real comfortable with that. Just like you can try to just go in and Albert Pujols could take the bat he needs to on the road. You know what I mean? Not on the airport. You can't take that. So, yeah, there's kind of some interesting things. But this Joy Boy, I mean, like I said, last year, that's the horse I liked. He did not win. I thought I could get we could get to the lead and go right on by. And I kind of liked where I was sitting, you know. But as I watched the replay on the race, and he was right. That's exactly what happened. Is they dropped the whip. So I'm interesting. He got in at 123. I got to read a little bit more on the race, why Diamond Joe got in at 121, and he's in at 123. Something must have happened where there was a 2 pounds.
Now, for the general fan out there, explain what you're talking about with 123, 121.
Okay, yeah. What happens, they put weights on the horse, and I mean, if you've won a stake race, if you've won so many races lately, or if you have you haven't won a race since, let's say, April 1st, you might get allowed at 2 pounds. You know, if you haven't won a race for this much money, you get allowed so much weight. Well, they made him, and he's carrying 123, which is the high weight. I think that's about as high as weight as we've ever had here in this. And there's two horses coming in at 123, but Diamond Joe got in at 121, another horse in at 119, and then a couple. And what that means is that's how much weight the race is. And if it's a mile and a 16th, the weight's kind of important compared to if it's 4 furlongs. You know, I mean, they can kind of get out and carry that a little bit different. So, right.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk with the trainer of Diamond Joe, I think Grand Island's favorite horse. Chuck Turco will join us on the Doug and Daddy Show when we come back to Fauner Park.
Golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just a great happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Hi, it's Colin. Good communication is crucial, of course, for any business, especially when the people you work with aren't in the same office. Happens all the time. Got to stay connected. Got to meet with coworkers, clients. Doesn't matter where they're at. Most times these days, you're not in the same room. That's why millions of small business pros rely on GoToMeeting by Citrix. You should too. A proven solution for meeting and collaborating online. With GoToMeeting, you can share the same screen, you can review documents, presentations in real time, makes it easier for everybody to stay on the same page. It's got built-in HD video conferencing. You just need a webcam to see each other face-to-face. GoToMeeting allows you to present, demonstrate, and just simply meet from anywhere with any Mac, PC, tablet, or smartphone. We use GoToMeeting for the show. Lifesaver. See why millions choose GoToMeeting. Start hosting today, face-to-face, online. Try it free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some isolated showers around early today, followed by some clearing developing with a high of 71 with northwest winds to about 15 to 30. With clear skies tonight, we'll head down to 70 with winds turning to the southwest and diminishing. Right now, it's 57.
Welcome
Welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us from Fauner Park in Grand Island. Live at the Bosselman Draw today, the richest horse race in the state of Nebraska. And Jimmy, again, there's so many things on the bucket list if you hit the lottery. I'm going to tell you right now, if I hit the lottery, this will not be a $75,000 race next year. We're going to get it back up to 100 or something because I love this race, and for years we went 100, and so I want the same commitment from you that if you hit Powerball, you're going to make a little donation to the track here.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'm in. Yeah. Okay. Hey, what really happened, and I don't know what year it was, but I'm going to say it was like 1990 when they first started the race, and I'm just throwing that thing
That's
out.
That's right.
But what happened, they made that $100,000 race, and when they did at the time, we probably overdid it a little bit. You know, at the time, we probably didn't have enough to go 100,000, but we wanted to get it up there to that amount, and we picked that amount of money, you know what I mean, and so we overstepped it maybe a little bit now, but it's too bad we didn't make that race about 75,000 then, and now it's 100,000, you know what I mean. We kind of did things backward a little bit, but in 1990, a $100,000 race in the state of Nebraska was absolutely amazing. But hey, I guarantee you get 60% of 75,000, and everybody's gonna be tickled to death. The jockey's cat will be tickled too.
Well, we've got coming up Mike Davis, head coach of the Nebraska Danger. The UNK football schedule is officially out. We're going to get to that. We've got more sports, but we're staying with the theme here of horse racing right now. And as he did a couple of times last year, we're pleased to have Chuck Turco back with us here live from Grand Island. He's the trainer of Diamond Joe. Chuck, great to see you again. Good morning.
Oh, good to see you guys, too. I always enjoy talking to you.
Chuck, so. you got to fill me in here, man. Is it okay to be the darling horse of the state of Nebraska, of the Tri-Cities?
Oh, I think so. I mean, there's a couple other Nebraska horses in the race. Actually, you know, Box Home Brew. And I think Diamond Joe is, you know, recently caught everybody's attention. You know, as a three-year-old, he was stakes winning his horse in North America. He accomplished some things for a horse from Nebraska, you know. Actually, when we take him on the road, he gets a lot of press. In Oklahoma, they love him, you know, and they call him the pride of Nebraska, believe it or not. I didn't name him that. They didn't, so don't take it out on me. But
nothing wrong with that.
No, I was very proud of the horse. Very proud of him.
We just your thoughts. We asked Kevin Hulse earlier in the program just about a seven-horse field, the draw. You're the second favorite. We all kind of figure you'll probably go off as the favorite because the crowd loves Diamond Joe. Just your thoughts on drawing the one hole first off and the field as a whole.
Well, I mean, I don't mind the one hole going a route because you got a short run down to the first turn. And his last race, he had the 10-hole in the down mile, and he stumbled a little and got carried way wide. I mean, you're really in no man's land outside. Don't mind the one-hole. And the horse looks really good. If you're out here and you want to see a real pretty horse, he looks really good right now. He's shining, and, you know, I hope he can make a good race out of it.
Well, there's a couple things that I noticed right away is you get the one hole, and you've got one of the best riders Fauner Park's ever had. And as hot as he was early, I mean, he's cooled off a little bit, but he's just riding really well for you. Talk a little bit about your jockey. And I tried to talk strategy with you off the air, and you wouldn't tell me. But
last year, I really got to you guys on the air. Yeah. But I told you after we got off the air.
Yeah, but I need to know a little
it's
information.
Coach speak.
Off, yeah,
it's so coach speak.
I think that what Jake did last year by winning the race – has helped him a lot, probably confidence-wise. And they're trying to look back when I was his age and pacing around, you know, waiting for one of these races. And after you've won one or two of them, you know, things – I'm not saying it's easier, but there's one hurdle out of the way. Last year we talked a lot. This year we might talk – hopefully we'll talk once before we run. But last year, you know, everybody was giving Jake advice. I mean, that was something that drove me insane. Oh, you got to do this. You got to do that. We already kind of had it figured out. And he did a hell of a job, you know, for a guy that a lot of pressure on a guy when everybody's staring at you and watching you the whole time. And, you know, now I think he's matured as a rider, and I've sure got a lot more confidence in him. So I wouldn't trade him for anybody else here. I'll tell you that.
I was really surprised that last year you won the race at one carrying 123 pounds, and you're in today at 121. Can he make 121?
I want him to eat a couple of cheeseburgers before he runs, so he's good and strong, you know. And I thought that I don't know. I didn't even look at the weights, you know. I mean, the computer does that for us anymore. Back in the old days when I got my license, you had to know this stuff, you know. now, you know, algebra, what's that? You know? Let me get my phone out. I can tell you how to add it up.
Chuck Turco's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live at Grand Island. He is the owner of Diamond Joe.
Trainer,
of Diamond Joe. Chuck, what about Unsaddled Glory, who is your rival because it's the only horse to beat you here in the last year a couple of times?
Well, he's a pretty good horse, and you know, Larry Donald's been around forever, and these are the kind of horses that you can't make very many mistakes. Diamond Joe had to run three races real close together. I don't like doing that, and I didn't do much with him for the Dowd Mile, and pretty much wanted to see if he could win it on his own without really, you know, tearing him up to, and he damn near won it, and you know, you bobble with a horse like Unsaddled Glory, and he'll beat you, you know. So he ran a good race 2 years in a row in that his second out off a layoff, and Larry got the money. You know, I was happy for them.
Field as a whole, even though we only have seven, it looks like it's pretty strong. It doesn't look like there's just a couple of horses in here to fill out the field. So even though we have just seven, they all look pretty good.
It should be really competitive. I mean, you know, there's nobody really stands out, and you know, nobody's bad. It looks like it could be a really good race, and that's all you can hope for. You know, especially this part of the country, it's a good field.
Yeah. Tell do you know a little bit about this Midnight Papa that's coming in from Oakland? Do you know?
Yeah,
anything?
I looked at his form a little bit.
Yeah.
And if I you know, he's won two races in his life, and so what I would call that seasoning. He's run against some really good horses. So it's hard to get a line on him. I couldn't make him one of the favorites, and I couldn't say he didn't have a shot. It just, you know, he's in with some multiple winners, and, you know, it'll be a good test for him.
Chuck Turco with us here for just a minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. Chuck, what's it mean, big picture, to be the winner of the biggest race in the state of Nebraska?
Well, first of all, you know, you don't cry every day when you get my age, you know. So, you know, it made me cry a little bit, so it was pretty damn important. It was very exciting. You know, I tried to win that race for a long time. I was the ship in bad guy, you know, that would come in and Timeless Design and ran second. Anyway, I've been trying to win it for a long time, so it was very exciting. And I was, you know, I remember being real happy for Jake too. You know, just starting out his career, going to have a kid in a day or two, you know, so that was pretty neat. Joe Miller, Joe Kozel. Guy's been around a long time. I know Joe Miller was tearing up saying how his father would have been so proud of him winning it. It's something that we try to do here in Nebraska. You know, if you've lived here, you know what the Bosselman is.
And Chuck, because I want to know from a personal standpoint, somebody like Jake, he's going to be riding on the card all day long, and there'll be a couple of these, I think, if I'm looking at this, that this may be the only one they ride. Maybe they'll try and find him another one so that they can get a trip around. What are the pros and cons of that?
Well, I think that it's a challenge both for the horses and the riders. It was always different for me training wise. If I took a horse from a bull ring to a mile track, I didn't care if I got there the day of the race. If I brought a horse from a mile track to a bull ring, the turns creep up on you awful fast. You know, you're going 40 miles an hour, 45 miles an hour. These are not great big sweeping turns. You know, it's racing on a quick level, and I'd rather be involved all day. I'd rather my guy be involved all day than sitting around sweating it, you know. And I, you know, maybe we can send some sandwiches up to these other riders while they're waiting. You know, maybe get 124 on one of them or something.
There you go. Hey, I agree with the bull ring. It's every once in a while, there'll be a really good horse, but he just can't make the turns. I mean, he really cannot. I mean, he'll make it up down the backside. You know what I mean? But they just don't turn.
It's funny. They have to run around these turns. You know, they lag a little bit. It really catches them off guard.
Yes, it really did. And especially like you said, in the end of that first turn. I mean, not the first turn at a mile and a 16th, but going in down
quick,
the backside.
You know,
that's
hey,
exactly
there it is.
There, yeah, you're right. And then with only seven horses in the race, I don't think it'll be as much as a factor. And I do think that Diamond Joe and Joe Boy are going to be going to the front. And there'll be another horse out there that's going to go that way. And it just looking at it real quick, it looks like Lead 'Em Ken is going to hope for a fast pace and would like to see those guys get out really fast and almost too fast for him, you know, because he's going to be the last horse coming, you know, at the end of the race.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait because I'm going to get your selections before we're off, and then tomorrow you'll have time to look at the form and study it, and I want to see if it'll be the same. So, Chuck, hey, we appreciate it. We'll see you Saturday, and once again, best of luck.
Hope you guys are coming.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely
remember last year. Be said, oh, I'm glad I was there.
It was awesome. It was
great.
Awesome. We'll see you Saturday.
See you guys.
Thanks,
right.
Chuck. Chuck Turco joining us here. He is the trainer of Diamond Joe, and he will be running out of the number one hole coming up on Saturday in the Bossman, which is the 10th race on the card. Coming up as well, we're going to talk a little Nebraska Danger football. We're going to talk about the UNK football schedule, and also Jake Alesiak, the number one jockey, is going to join us here in just a moment on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk about riding this horse, Diamond Joe, and what it was like. So we will take another break. Be back with more from Fodder Park right after this.
Behind every great coach is a great and ever-evolving, game-changing playbook. That's why at Buffalo Wild Wings, we've created the B-Dub Sauce Lab. Here, we're hard at work concocting, crafting, and innovating brand-new mouth-watering flavors, from sweet to sizzling to downright scorching. Each sauce will be released one by one throughout the year, and they'll be anything but predictable, like any great playbook. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com/SauceLab to find out which limited-time sauce is in store now, because they won't be here forever.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting your parts fast is your advance advantage. When you order your parts at AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can pick them up in-store within just 30 minutes. Yeah, that's so fast, we measure it in minutes. Plus, right now, you can save $1.50 each by mail on Denso Platinum TT Spark Plugs. That's a savings of up to $12. Get your parts in minutes, save dollars, only at
Advance Auto Parts.
Mailing rebate void where prohibited. See store for details.
Hello, hello. This is Scott for Scots with an important question. Is your grass seed dressed for success? Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed is. Scott's wraps each seed in a unique Water Smart Plus coating to help it grow in thicker and greener than grass grown from regular seed. Guaranteed. To learn more, go to Scots.com. Then put down some Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed with Water Smart Plus coating this weekend. Seed your lawn. Seed it.
To keep your new grass growing strong, feed it with Scott's Starter Food for
Go green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape. And blue, orange, red, and yellow too. This is Greg Sharp. As you might expect, I'm partial with the colors of fall. But no matter what season, Johnson staff will match the right designs with the color vision you have for your project, including the design. So if your landscape is not becoming to you, then you should be coming to Johnson's Nursery Center. Now open inside Johnson Lawn and coincidentally next to Yellow Van in South Kearney. On the web at johnsonlandscape.net.
We'll see some isolated showers around early today, followed by some clearing developing with a high of 71 with northwest winds to about 15 to 30. With clear skies tonight, we'll head down to 70 with winds turning to the southwest and diminishing. Right now, it's 57.
Back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Fodder Park with more coverage of the $75,000 Bosselman at Gus Bonner Stakes. We also want to remind you that it's that time of the year that the weather's getting nice and the grass is getting greener. So if you've not taken the time to stop into Johnson Lawn's new nursery, you need to get that done today and get all the plants, trees, rocks, and flowers that you need to make your garden and landscaping projects a breeze. They're open inside Johnson Lawn and Landscape Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday there for you from 9 to 4. So if your garden and landscape are not becoming to you, then you need to be coming to Johnson Lawn Landscape and Nursery beside Yellow Van in Kearney. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on today's program. And Jimmy continues to study the form and get ready for the Bosselman. Have you got any new nuggets? Because you just keep on going right through that form.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is really good for me because I'm going to get more information than I've ever had because I'm talking to jockeys and trainers. And I'll tell you what, if I could just do this every race, you know what I mean? If I could just get them to come down to me when that at every race, and we could just kind of go over it. You know what I mean? It would really help me out a lot.
Well, next here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Jake Alesiak is joining us. He is the number one jockey here at Fawner, far and away this year. He won it last year on Diamond Joe. And Jake, Doug Duda, and Jimmy Langan here. Great to meet you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's great to meet you guys. Good to be here.
Well, let's talk about winning this last year. Chuck just talked about some of the pressure. Are you already feeling different than where you were last year at this time?
You know, I don't usually get too nervous, you know, but a couple races before. I try not to think about it. You know, I kind of got a plan in the back of my head, but I just try to keep it out of my head until the time comes.
If it was me, I'd be thinking, okay, we got 11 races, I believe, on Saturday. You're going to ride in maybe all of them, 8, 9 of them. But, boy, you know the Bosselman is there. It's there. It's there. How do you focus? How do the jockeys that are riding in the Bosselman focus on the early races when you know that the Super Bowl is coming up later in the day?
Well, I tell you what, it's hard. But, I mean, you just, like I said, try to not think about it, take race by race. But it's hard not to think about it.
Well, tell us a little bit about the horse. I mean, everybody loves Diamond Joe, been very successful, the team that you have right now. Tell us what makes this horse so special.
Well, what makes him so special is he loves to win. I mean, I've won, I think, 15 races on this horse, and he's just a cool horse to ride. Tries hard every time.
Hey, you know, one thing, too, I know you can't really get into the strategy because of what's going to happen, but I do know that, you know, last year you beat Joy Boy, but it looks like Joy Boy has really changed the way they're going to take this thing. This thing has not passed a horse in the last 10 races. He is going to go to the front. You know that as well as I do. He's going to really push the envelope with you. And then you've got to decide, okay, now how I got to stay close to this thing, or I'm going to go to the front with him, and if we get in a speed duel, something else is going to come and catch us. I mean, are you interested in that part of the race a little bit? I mean, if this things you think of as a rider?
Yeah, well, last year it was kind of the same deal. Joy Boy coming into the race, I mean, had a good form, all speed. I mean, he runs one way. He goes to the front, and Diamond Joe, he kind of he worried me last year because I could have went by him at any point of the race. And he gets to the front, and he likes to kind of cheat you a little bit. So, you know, hopefully it goes the same way where I got enough horse where I can wait on, you know, and make my move where it counts.
And there's a 2-pound weight swing. I mean, last year you had carried 123, and this year you're in at 121. I know you're going to make that weight. There's no doubt about it.
Definitely.
Will the 2 pounds, you think that'll make a difference? I think it might. You know, when you're going on a mile on a 16th.
You know, me as a jockey, I don't ever look at the weight.
Okay.
Never do. So, you know, I'm like last year in Omaha, Diamond Joe could carry like, I think it was like 10 pounds more than any other horse. Then it matters, I think.
Right.
Pound or two here or there, I don't think it really matters much, okay, in my opinion.
Okay, that's good. You might be right. I've been playing these for a long time. You know, I'm 50-some years old, and one of the first things I do is see if somebody's 2 pounds over, if the jockey's 2 pounds over, 3 pounds over, because a lot of times they don't make weight, you know, and I always kind of put that on my form that, hey, this is kind of a disadvantage because of that. But going a mile on the 16th, I mean, I'll take that. The 2 pounds probably is not going to be that big of a difference, especially with these two horses.
Right, yeah.
We're talking with Jake Alesiak here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Jake's aboard at Diamond Joe. Talk about just being in the one slot and then having the favorite, or maybe at race time, the second favorite in Joy Boy right next to you. How much do you pay attention to that?
Oh, you pay attention. I pretty much know. I'll know every horse in the race where they're at, you know, try to anyways. And like you guys said earlier, going up to the race, you kind of see where, you know, what's playing good, the rail or the outside, and kind of make your decision off of that too, you know, where you want to be.
If there is any a time, have you ever had a concern when you're on a horse, when you're out there getting ready for the race, or you're in the post parade, or even right up to when you're loading them in the gate, is there something that's going to set off in your head that things aren't right? Has that ever happened with this horse?
You know, the only time I really got nervous with this horse was the last race, and the reason being was being in the 10 hole going a mile, and it's before you even blink your eyes, you're into that turn, and it's a big disadvantage going a mile to be that far out.
It was that the sole reason you guys think you got beat last time out?
No, I mean, he stumbled out of the gate, you know, the 10 hole didn't help things. I mean, and he got beat by a good horse. I mean, that horse is a good horse, and Diamond Joe, he doesn't really put a lot into his works in the morning, so it takes him a lot longer to get fit also. So I think that first out going a mile, he kind of needed a race.
Jake Alesiak with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's the leading jockey here at Fawner. He'll be aboard Diamond Joe, which is the morning line second favorite for the Bosselman, the 25th year that Bosselman has been working here with the Gus Fawner Stakes. But you and your brother, Jordan, I mean, just give me a short synopsis of what it's like being in the same business, being at the same spot, and both being very successful. Because anybody that's been to Fawner the last handful of years, they don't even, some of them don't even look at the horses. They just see who's which one you guys are riding and put a little wager on it. But talk about that relationship and what it's been like.
You know, we got a good relationship. You know, the big thing about the horses we ride, I mean, we can kind of switch around. We have the same agent. He does a really good job for us, so, and we get along good. I mean, if he doesn't win the race and I do, he's happy for me, and vice versa, you know. So it works out.
And I know Jimmy asked you a little bit before we came on the air here, but after Fawner, what's next? And we've seen some good young jockeys move on to the next level. What's immediately next, and then maybe in the next couple of years, what are your goals?
You know, I was planning on going to Iowa. That's where I went last year. And a couple of things kind of fell through, so now I'm kind of maybe even leaning to going to Canterbury. So it'll be either be Canterbury or Iowa. And next few years, I'm happy where I'm at. I'll probably be right back here, hopefully doing well, and just like it is.
Yeah, you know, one thing when I look at the race, I was really interested in the fact there are, you know, Diamond Joe's lifetime is 16 for 31. Joy Boy's 7 out of 25. Both horses have won about the same amount of money. Boxman's Homebrew's 15 out of 34, but the other horses in the race, I mean, they could go someplace and run a non-winners of three allowance race. There are some lightly raced horses, and your brother's on one, that Midnight Papa. Tell us a little bit about that horse and what you know about him.
You know, to be honest with you, I don't know a whole bunch about him yet. I haven't even looked at the form. I know they said he was a non-three, and a lot of times when you see that, you think, well, it's a non-three. I mean, Diamond Joe's won 16 races, but anything can happen in a horse race, and we all know that. So I know there'd be a lot of nice horses in there. So
yeah, there are. And this this box Homebrew last time out, just, you know, was going to really hope for that speed duel up front. It's going to be the main closer at a mile and a 16th. You know, when you're on the front, you're on that front end, you know, and you're in the one and the two, and you're one of those front. How often do you really think about that horse that's closing that much behind you? I mean, you got to have a little bit left in the tank to turn for home too.
Especially on Diamond Joe, because he gets to playing around down the lane and looking around. You got to make sure you try your hardest to take the lead, you know, where it counts and not too early, because he'll get tough and want to get to the front and then cheat you a little bit. And that's actually why he's been beat a few times here.
Jake, when you crawl on Diamond Joe, when you get the mount up on Saturday for the Bosselman, no matter what the tote board says, are you going to feel like you're the favorite, the one to beat?
Definitely.
All right. That's all we needed. It's almost like a prediction, but it's not quite like a prediction. So we didn't want to put him too much on the spot. Anything else for Jake, Jimmy?
No, the only thing, I've just met his wife here right now, and I'm going to tell you right now, I am going to spend a lot of time with her on Saturday with my program, and I'm going to walk over to her, and I'm going to hand her a pen, and I want her to just circle a few things. So kind of talk to her a little bit. And, you know, and it's just because I'm a fan of yours. I'm not going to wager. I just want to be able to tell people that I thought this horse might win. So I really appreciate that, and I appreciate that you're going to let me talk to your wife a little bit on Saturday. Thanks. Yeah. I really appreciate
it. You'll have to catch her. She'll be ponying out there. So.
Okay.
JK, best of luck Saturday, and it was great meeting you, and best of luck.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Jake Alesiak joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the leading jockey at Fawner Park. We'll be aboard Diamond Joe on Saturday. And, again, a couple of other things we want to mention as the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on. Unfortunately, Coach Davis caught up in some danger activities. He was scheduled to join us. We won't get a chance to talk to Coach Davis. We had him on a couple of weeks ago. Not a whole lot has changed, but they're home tomorrow against Wyoming. And also on Saturday, I want to remind the folks that you can help out the Sons of the American Legion in Kearney with their lamb fry and pulled pork dinner at the Kearney American Legion. It's this Saturday from 5 until 8. That's 13th and Central with the Sons of the American Legion, and that'll be going on at the Kearney American Legion Club on Saturday. The Doug and Daddy Show on the road. That doesn't mean we're not in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway getting us where we need to go. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, they can get you where you need to go, whether it's a new or pre-owned vehicle. Midway has over 500 vehicles, as many as they've ever had on those two lots. And you can see them all in person or check them out online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac in Kearney. A couple of other things we wanted to mention on, and then we're going to come back and get Jimmy's predictions here. The UNK football team announced its schedule and will once again have six home games, Lincoln and Southwest Baptist leaving the MIAA, so now all 12 members play each other. This will be the first fall since expansion that the entire league will not have a single non-conference game, and for the second straight year, UNK has to go to Northwest Missouri State. Washburn and Lindenwood have to come to Foster Field for a second straight season, and the Lopers will open the season Thursday, September the 4th. We already knew this, against the defending national champions from Northwest Missouri State, and of course that'll be a night game, 7 o'clock the kickoff in Maryville the following Thursday. As we said, we knew the dates, we just had to get the times filled in. Washburn will come in on September 11th for the Loper football home opener, also kicking off at 7 o'clock, and the following first Saturday that they play Missouri Southern, a September 20th, is a 3 o'clock, and there's some other 1 and 2 o'clock games. But after those first two Thursdays, right now, all games are scheduled to be in the afternoon, and we'll see what kind of team the Lopers put on the field this fall.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. And I didn't catch that. I was kind of two-thirds listen. Is there a night game, you say, early again? Do they still have?
Yep.
They
start on the two Thursdays.
Okay, good deal. Great.
First one on the road,
perfect.
Second one at home.
That's great. I always like that when they do that, and it's good for me. And I enjoy watching them play. It would be very exciting again.
Did have a little bit of news yesterday that Kearney's own Luke McNitt is going to transfer from the University of Nebraska at Kearney. And so one of the all-staters that we've been keeping an eye on has not picked a school. But this is that time of the year, Jimmy, where we've heard basketball players, football players, they delve in. They think they know what they want. Then all of a sudden, it's education. Maybe it's a different sport. I mean, Luke might even, he's such a great trackster, a great football player, maybe going somewhere where he can do both. And you never know what the reasons are, but we confirmed that yesterday.
Yeah, very interesting, Doug. This is the first I've heard about that. You know what I mean? I mean, and, I'll be honest with you, Doug. I'm on the radio right now, and very seldom am I in this. And you're in this position very much when you hear brand news like this. And to me right now, just when I hear this right now, I'm thinking, boy, Jim, whatever you do, don't say anything on the air, because I mean, this is kind of a shocker to me, because that's one of the things that when I go to UNK football games, one of the first players I wanted to watch was Luke McNitt. And I guess what I think about right now is when the Baronic kid went from UNK to UNL, and I could kind of understand that, because the Baronic kid had averaged 20 points a game and did a lot of things well, and he probably in his heart think, hey, I wonder if I can play at that next level, I wonder if I can play for the University of Nebraska too, and I'll never know. And if that was something he wanted to do, then I'm fine with that. You know what I mean? And his brother went on, and he's playing at UNK now. So, yeah. I mean, so sometimes we read into that, hey, maybe there's a problem. There was no problem there. You just
exactly.
need to move on and go on.
And I don't know 100%, but I'm hearing that
right.
might be what Luke wants to do.
Yeah, me too. See, and I don't know either. But what I'm saying, Doug, is like I said, we're the first time I heard about it, and I'm trying to be honest and upfront
And it's not all about it's not all about athletics. He's a smart kid too.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, that's a good point. But yeah, the things happen in athletics, and sometimes you just want to change too. People leave jobs. You're going, hey, why did this coach leave that school to go to that school? Well, I mean, that same thing with athletics and the athlete too. Sometimes they want to make a switch and they want to go someplace else. Yeah, that's right.
Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here for another couple minutes. The NFL schedule was released last night, and producer Jeff has done a great job of matching up Nebraska road games to possible NFL games that are on that weekend. Nebraska goes out to Fresno on September the 13th. Problem with that being such a late, late game, you might not be able to get to where you want to go on Sunday. But the Sunday after the Nebraska-Fresno game, Houston is at Oakland, and the Chicago Bears will play the night game at San Francisco. Now, that would be pretty cool.
I'll tell you what, that is a triple header, and I don't know where, if you could just find a way to get about 5 hours of sleep It would be somebody well else worth try. It. Yeah, I mean, I cannot think of a better trip. Can you imagine that? That's three games. I wonder, is there a baseball game I could catch in between there, you know? I mean, you know, there could be. Hey, I wonder if
the, go out for the week.
The Giants, maybe the Giants have a day game, and that's why they got the, you know, I have all kinds of things I could do.
Let's take a look. Also, the game at Michigan State on October 4th. Detroit is hosting Buffalo the next day. When Nebraska goes to Northwestern, the Bears will be home against the Miami Dolphins. And again, I always am surprised at how many Dolphin fans there are in the listening area, but that is the weekend of the 18th. And then Nebraska's game at Wisconsin, which doesn't have a kickoff time set. Green Bay will be hosting Philadelphia. So there you go. Our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday we asked you, which kickoff time do you prefer, 11 a.m. or the 8 p.m.? And 67% like the morning? I think somebody got in and rigged this, because everybody else was telling me they liked the evening. So, but that's the way the vote went. Our vote today, Northwestern football players tomorrow vote on whether to join a union. Will they vote to unionize? You know, I think they will, just to keep this, maybe not necessarily because they know a lot about it or want to, but I think they will just to keep this in the forefront and keep this on the table and keep it talked about here for a little while longer.
Yeah, I don't get this. You know, Doug, I wish I knew a little bit more about it. I know in Nebraska, we have a lot of athletes that what they do is they get out of school about May 20th and May 21st, they get a job.
Yeah.
And then they work until about August 7th. And then they quit their job and they thank their employer. And August 8th, they go to football practice or volleyball practice or whatever they do. And that's what we kind of do in the state of Nebraska. But I know maybe in some other states, maybe there's not those jobs. I just don't know. I'm probably not diversified enough to make a good statement on that. But I do feel bad for kids. If something's really going on where some kid can't eat. Because, I mean, he's done everything he could. And all of a sudden, they get home at 10 o'clock at night, and they go, hey, guys, sorry. You know, the cafeteria is closed. But, hey, thanks for playing the football game for us, but we can't feed you.
Yeah,
so there's something wrong with that, too.
You can vote on our Midtown Mart cooler question anytime at ESPNSuperStation.com. Don't forget, Loper Baseball is home tonight against Missouri Southern State. First pitch is at 6 o'clock. Hastings College Baseball is taking on maybe the best team in the state, Doan. And that gets underway tonight at 4:30. You can hear the doubleheader from the Smith Complex on our sister station, 12:30 a.m. KHAS. And the softball team will also be playing at 5 o'clock as Hastings takes on Nebraska Wesleyan. Last night's Nebraska-Creighton game called off because of weather on the softball diamond. They will not make that up. Nebraska basketball, maybe a little help inside. 6'9", 250-pound center transfer from Georgetown, Moses Ayegba. Played about 13 minutes a game last year, only averaged a couple of points and three rebounds. He's one of those fifth-year seniors that can transfer, and then they're eligible right away.
Good deal. I'm glad we got him. I want him.
We'll take whatever we can get. I'm going to get a quick word here with Steve Anderson, and then tomorrow we'll get his picks and his breakdown of the Bosselman, but, of course, the track announcer here at Fauner Park. Did you have a happy Easter?
I did. Can't you tell by the overhang on my belt buckle?
I try to slide under these tables more and more.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what.
All three of us are going to have trouble making 121. That's right. Yeah. Hey, can you tell me why, real fast, why he got in at 121 and the other horse is carrying 123? What happened there with the racing secretary makes that decision? Is that correct?
Well, it does, and it has to do with money earned. Who you've run against, so on and so forth. And only Doug Shep could tell you that. I honestly can't answer that question. I know you've talked to Chuck Turco earlier, and he asked me if didn't Joe run at 123 last year. I don't know what could change to change the condition of that weight in there. But, you know, these things become more complicated as the years go by. It's an allowance stake race now. You know, that terminology changed in the last couple of years. So I'm sure there's a logical explanation for it. I can't share it with you. I have no clue.
And Steve, we had the 23 horses nominated. We were really hoping to get 10 in the field, and it just didn't happen. From your vantage point, it's a quality seven, but man, if there's 10 slots in the in the gate, it would have been great to have them full.
Yeah, we lost one of the Temple Russian's horses to an allowance race that is also going to be part of the undercard on Saturday, Sanan. And then the Martinez family, who've shipped a lot of their horses over to Prairie Meadows, were prepared to run Royal Dream, who is a horse that shipped in here from Golden Gate Park, which is located just outside of San Francisco and Oakland in Northern California. But this horse had been running against what I call low-level claimers back there. Had one really nice win on his resume that came a year ago. So I guess the pretenders were the I did a press release for fodder, and as late as 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, after spending the whole day over here in the racing office, I led with what I thought the racing officials were convinced we were anticipating a full field. And I'd talked to you even a day earlier that, and Wayne Anderson, the assistant racing secretary, kind of thought maybe 8 was a logical number. But the 7 horses that should be in this race, that should run, that have no reason to hang their heads, they're going to show up on Saturday, and that's the 7 going to the post. The pretenders went another direction. And in this day and age, you know, the one surprise horse that, in my mind, really makes this a nice competitive field was Lead 'Em In Ken, that showed up here with the connections to the Ramsey family and trainer Michael Maker. I don't think anybody saw that one coming.
Well, tomorrow, Steve, you'll be back with us. Is that good?
I'm always available, guys. You know, the price is right.
Yeah, it always is. it always is.
Yeah, you're right, though, about this, Lead 'Em Ken. He's 3 out of 8 lifetime. I mean, only 8 starts, lightly raced tour. Some of these other horses, we kind of know what they're going to do. This Box Homebrew, the 6 horse, is going to really come from downtown. I mean, this thing may be 10 to 15 lengths back coming around the clubhouse the first turn. You think you'll be that far back and just hoping for the speed duel?
Well, you know, a lot of it has to do with what the track conditions are going to be like, guys. And I'll guarantee you that Butch DeRosick, who trains Box Homebrew, is probably wishing for a little bit of rain. And he'll be able to come from even farther back. You know, I admire what, and this is another Nebraska bred, what the connections of Box Homebrew have done in the last couple of years, because he's always been the bridesmaid, never the bride. He has just come along at the wrong period in terms of time, because there was a Diamond Joe out there. Otherwise, we might be talking about Box Homebrew in the same vein. Diamond Joe just is a step better than Box Homebrew. But this horse, he's game, and the connections have not dodged the fight. They keep coming, they keep playing, and they're picking up a check every time, too. So, yeah, those are the kind of horses that if there's a ding-dong battle on the front end, guys, which it looks like on paper is going to happen, it sets up perfectly for the closing addicts of that kind of animal.
All right, Steve, thanks for all you do, for letting us come over and do the show here at Fodder Park, and we'll get some race strategy with you two geniuses tomorrow.
Well, I really enjoy listening to Mr. Langan give his perspective on anything. I don't care if it's officiating basketball games or talking horses, but it's an honor for us to host you. You started doing this live shot a year ago, and it really adds another touch to just how big and important this event is. And it is an event. It's part of our heritage here in Grand Island. This race actually dates back 55 years. It's, you know, we're just closing out the first quarter century with our tie-in to the Bossman Stakes and the Bossman Corporation. But it's our signature race. It's not going to go anywhere anytime soon. Yeah, it used to be a $100,000 race, and maybe that's in the offing down the road. But this is the premier race now in Nebraska, and we appreciate you offering up the venues that you provide so your listeners can get just a little bit of a taste of what Thoroughbred Racing Fodder Park mean to this community in this area. Thank you.
Going to be a full house Saturday. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Steve.
Hey, as always, I can't wait to see you guys. at the races.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just a couple of weekends to go. And then, of course, the Kentucky Derby right around the corner. Steve Anderson, Jake Olesiak, the number one jockey who's aboard Diamond Joe, the trainer of Diamond Joe, Chuck Turco, and, of course, from TK Stables, Kevin Hulse, the owner of Joy Boy, the morning line favorite. Again, out of the one-hole Diamond Joe, 3-1. The two-hole Joy Boy, 2-1. The three-hole Midnight Papa, 8-1. Number four, Unsaddled Glory, 6-1. Number five, Lead 'Em In Ken, 7-2. And then in the 6 and 7 slots, Box Homebrew and 90 Shillings are both 10-1. And I believe we've talked about every horse today except 90 Shillings, so we'll get a little talk on him tomorrow as well. Soccer today, Kearney High is hosting Columbus. Kearney Catholic is at Columbus Lakeview, and Grand Island Northwest will head down the road to take on Hastings. Also, congratulations, Jennifer Magg of Hastings, just another one of the outstanding and above outstanding athletes for the second time in this spring. She's the national field athlete of the week in NAIA women's track. She leads the nation in the shot and is seventh right now in the hammer throw. You ever thrown the hammer?
No.
I've thrown a hammer, just not that hammer.
Yeah, I probably got mad and thrown my hammer. You know what I mean? I never threw it to see how far I could throw it. I just got mad because whatever I was doing constructive was not working, and, you know, that's the way I handle things. I just throw stuff when I get mad.
Well, let's go get some lunch at Big Daly's Deli, whether it's Hastings or whether it is Kearney. You can stop by and have a great lunch 7 days a week. And right now in Hastings, the original Daly's Deli is closed for remodeling during the next few weeks. So visit their, what they call, the number 2 store at 610 East South Street. And to make ordering faster and easier, you can call ahead 402-462-2242 and pick it up at the drive-through window. For catering and special orders, you can always call 402-463-7666. Can't wait to see you at the brand new store, which will open up here in a few weeks, but still, because they've got two in Hastings, they can take care of you in Hastings and Kearney, home of a bazillion sandwiches at Big Daly's Deli. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we will be talking Husker football. We will be having a little bit more Steve Anderson here with what we've got going on at the Bosselman, and a little Michigan baseball tomorrow as well. So, Jimmy, we'll see you then. I want your prediction right now, and then maybe you'll adjust that tomorrow. What do you got for me?
Oh, the Diamond Joy and Joy Boy, if one of them would go off at over 2-1, you'd have to play that horse. You're probably not going to get that. They're both going to be 7-5, 3-2, something like that. Bachman's Homebrew, if it's a closing day and you can really close from downtown, I will play that horse to win, because he might be 12-1 or 13-1. You won't get a great price with only 7 horses. You know, you'll get it. I mean, that's a pretty good price, though. I mean, you know, you get 12-13-1. I'm probably going to play a 1-2-1-2 with the 6 horse in the trifecta and try to see if I can catch something like that. This Joy Boy, I just think he might be the real deal. If the speed's holding, I'm going to definitely go there. And I'll be playing like a 2 over the 1-5-6 and see what I can catch that too. So there's some opportunities to play, but for me to come out and just say, hey, I'm going to do this right now, I got to see what the racetrack's like that day.
All right, folks, we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. For Jim Langan, our producer engineer, Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us here. And thanks to all the folks here at Fauner Park for being the host for today's Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you tomorrow on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.